Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This hour is presented by Key Marine, who's responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
I ain't got a high-powered motor. I don't own a wakeboard. I got a 1970 Morton guitar and an outdoor carpet dance floor. I got burgers on the grill and beer on ice, and I'll probably be seeing you soon. I ain't making no waves, ain't starting no fights, just cruising in my pontoon. All I need is...
Well, it is summertime, which means our boats are hitting the water. But what if our boats need a little bit of work? Maybe you have some questions on maintenance with your boat or how to keep the boat healthy. We have Stefan Schmidt here with us. Stefan, host of Boat Smart, welcome in.
Hey, good morning, and good morning, Pensacola. And, yeah, it looks like we got a little bit of weather coming in for the weekend, but, yeah, a little sketchy, but you can probably get out there and enjoy some boating over the weekend. It looks like that's going to come in today and maybe just be scattered through the weekend. So just be safe out there as you get ready to get your boat on the water and try to enjoy the weekend on the boat. That's the way to do it, to just get out there, enjoy the weekend on the boat, and just have a great time out on the water, that's for sure. You are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. You can call us at 850-437-1620. That's 850-437-1620. I will take your calls or text if you have questions about your boat. Maybe you have some maintenance questions or repair questions. Maybe you're having an issue with your boat. I can try to help you out there. Maybe you just have a question about the Marine Service Technology class over at Georgetown Technical College. I'm more than happy to talk to you about that also. So give us a call or text, 850-437-1620 is the number. More than happy to try to help you out today. Boat Smart is sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. The phone number, 850-492-0487. Key Marine is your Yamaha and Mercury repower center. They are a special discounted prices on all Yamaha and Mercury motors. They have trained technicians that can provide top-notch service and repair on all your MerCruiser, Mercury, and Yamaha products. They can also come to you. I like to tell people that. They can go to you at your boat, whether it is at your house, at the marina, in storage somewhere. They can go to your boat. They have a great away team that works on the boats away from the shop. So they can help you out in the water, at your house, in storage, anywhere the boat is in the Pensacola area. They are more than happy to set up a time to come see you at your boat, that is for sure. They do a great job with that mobile service. Georgetown Technical College is where I work. Georgetown is located at 2400 Long Lake Drive here in Pensacola. GeorgetownCollege.edu is the website. GeorgetownCollege.edu is the website. They have a chat feature on there that you can go to and talk to our counselors. You can talk to an instructor. They can get you in touch with many people out at Georgetown through that chat feature. You can also call them at 850-941-6200. Highly recommend that you go to the chat feature or just simply come by to school and talk to our counselors. It's a simple process. You walk into the administration building, you sign a sheet on a waiting list, and the counselors will see you and walk you through what the steps it takes to get enrolled into any class out there at Georgetown. So you can go by and see them over there on Longleaf Drive. They're more than happy to help you with that. Scholarships are available. You must pre-qualify for those. We also have VA and Pell grants available as well. So it's a great place to work. It's a great place to go continue your education, to get a new career. I just love working over there. And, you know, it's just been I'm going on my 13th year at Georgetown. It's hard to believe I've been there 13 years, but talking to other instructors, they say, wow, hard to believe that I've been there 7 years, or this instructor's been there 6 years, or 10 years, or what have you. And I'm talking to all these different instructors because, you know, it's our end of our year. And yesterday we had a planning day and we get together a little bit and maybe have lunch together and we talk about the school year and that kind of stuff. And I've been there 13 years. It doesn't seem like that. It just hasn't been like a point in my life where I think, wow, I've been there that long. I'm really enjoying the work that we do over at Georgetown. So we have ended our school year. Day before yesterday was the last day for students. Yesterday was my last day for the school year, and we've ended it on a good note. We have had several students complete the program and go to work. We have students that are in our co-op program that are just finishing up. So it's really, really been a good year. And, you know, we've been through a lot in the last year, haven't we, Davis? I tell you.
You're telling me.
Yeah, we have been through a lot. And Georgetown Technical College has done a great job keeping everything together and keeping people in school, in the classroom, learning. And we've done that this year. And we had a faculty meeting yesterday to talk about retirees and stuff that we had some, a couple of retirees. So we gave them a little bit of a party yesterday as they were leaving. And the principal, Mr. Ronald, was talking about our year and how good our year was, considering all the things that were going on. So we want to continue into the new school year. It actually starts on Monday in our summer school class, because our summer school starts on Monday. I'm excited about that, summer school. I really enjoy summer school. It's so much fun for me and the students during summer school. We're going to talk about that, but it looks like we got a call from Steve on the line, so we'll take his call before I get into the summer school stuff. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. Hey, I got a 2001 15-horse Yamaha outboard that I use on the back of my sailboat, so it doesn't get a whole lot of high RPM. Ran fine. This summer it seems to be running a bit hot, and I changed the impeller, all the fluids. But when I get done and I go to put the flush on, you know, the connection that connects to the hose up there at the top of the motor, the water that comes out of that hole, it's getting steaming hot, whereas previous summers it didn't. So kind of wondering what you think that might be caused by and what I should do about it.
Okay, great question. And typically sailboats don't get a lot of runtime on their motors. Yeah, so they kind of hang there. And so what I would look at, Steve, is I would look at the thermostat area, and also look in the if there's zincs in that motor. I'd have to look it up to see where the zincs are located, but looking, I'm assuming it's a four stroke. Is it correct?
It is.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, look at your thermostat, check it, because that's going to be a problem where when you're not running the boat a lot, they tend to stick on you and they get corroded. If you have a lot of corrosion in that thermostat area, you need to look at the zincs also on the motor and correct it there, but possibly a thermostat problem. That's where I would look on that one.
Okay. That sounds like it's pretty easy. So, I'll give that a shot.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. You can actually go to you can find Yamaha's website, and they have a parts lookup there for the public. When you go to maintenance, I believe, you can find a parts breakdown for that motor. All you have to have is your serial number, or you can even go by your model, and that will help guide you in the right direction of where the thermostat is located and the components that are associated with that.
So thank you, Steve, for being a part of the show. We actually, Stephen, have a follow-up text message from Kim. Kim wants to know, do you have information on marine FWC meetings in Pensacola, as no wake zone signs need to be placed in channel going west between Coast Guard Station and Sand Roberts Island? She also is the boat owner of Serenity. It's a fun name.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with any meetings or anything going on. I know that you can contact the Coast Guard and talk to them about those areas. They're more than happy to talk to you. I don't know that fishing game, Florida Fish and Wildlife, has anything to do with the placement of no wake zones or anything. I know the Coast Guard does, more than likely. I'm sure that the fishing game enforces that as well as the Coast Guard. But I'd call the Coast Guard and ask them your question and see if they can help you out. And I've been hearing about that also through media, online media and stuff like that. I've been hearing that, about that area having a little bit of a problem. So, yeah, you know that you are responsible for your wake, whether it's in a no-wake zone or not. So boaters need to be careful as far as wake zones are concerned, whether it's a no-wake zone or an open area that you run. You are responsible for your wake. Appreciate that. I would check with the Coast Guard on that one. Thank you. So as I was talking, let me go ahead and give that number out again real quick, 850-437-1620, 437-1620. you can call or text us your questions. I'm more than happy to answer that for you to try to help you out with your boating questions or school questions. So we can talk about that, and I'm more than happy to help you on that. So we start summer school on Monday, and summer school is a little bit different than our normal school year. We are transitioning from a nighttime class where students are at school from 2:15 in the evening until 9 o'clock at night, 2:15 in the afternoon until 9 o'clock at night. During summer school, we transition to a daytime class. Our daytime class is going to run 4 weeks in June, a full month of June, and a couple weeks in July. So we got 6 weeks of summer school. Our summer school runs from 8 a.m. until 12 o'clock, noon. Okay, so that's our summer school hour. So it's a bit of a transition for many of my students, and we have to work with the students to get them into that summer school session. They have to sometimes work with employers that will allow them to come in later rather than earlier, those kind of things. So it's a lot of stuff that goes into doing summer school session at Georgetown Technical College. But we're getting ready to start that on Monday, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit about how that works and what the students can get from that. Looks like we have Floyd on the line. Floyd, you want to go ahead and you have a question for us?
Hey, yeah, everybody's been talking about snapper season going longer, but nobody, you know, they were supposed to announce the limits. Are they still at two a day, or did they extend? I know you're a big fisherman.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything on that, Floyd. I know they kind of change that from time to time, but I haven't heard. I'll be honest with you, I fish. When I have an opportunity, but I'm not into all the regulations and stuff at this point. You know, most of my stuff is more toward the repair of boats and that kind of thing. So although I do enjoy fishing and don't have many opportunities to do so, I'm just not on top of the regulations on that. So I'm sure you can go to the FWC.
Yeah, well, like say the
go ahead.
The lousy thing, if they did put out a because they're supposed to put out a report on what the limits were actually going to be. I think it was 2 at 16 last year, and so hopefully, we'll be able to sign. I'm gonna go to my FWC later on. I just haven't been home to do it. But anyway, I appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Flo. We appreciate that. And you know, and Floyd's question is a great question. I just don't know the answer to that stuff. But I can tell you this, Davis. I can tell you this: the fishing seasons are very important to the boating industry. Because, you know, if we have a longer snapper season or the limits are changed or anything, that increases the boats that are in the water, right? It increases the maintenance that people need on their boats and services and things. That helps the marine industry as a whole. So, you know, those things are very, very important to know about. I'm just not that familiar with the fishing regulation because I don't have opportunities to go out and fish as much. I know a lot of people probably think I'm out on a boat every weekend, and that's not the case. I can't tell you the last time I've been on a boat. It's been a long time, and I just don't get opportunities to do so. But we appreciate you calling, Floyd, and we appreciate that question today. I hope you get the answers to that. Again, it's summer school. It's a time where I take students that have been in the classroom all year round. And a lot of times we got a mix of hands-on learning and a mix of online learning or paper type learning that students have to do. But when we go into summer school, I totally change the way my classroom operates. We do have a limited amount of students in our summer school. I believe I got 10 students coming in for summer school. We don't have a lot of big number because I have to transition students, and some students want to take summer off. Some students can't get off of work. I have some students that are working that, you know, in the marine industry that they're just going to go ahead and work through the summer and then come back in August. But my transition to the summer school is really a fun transition because what I do is I have my students tell me what they want to learn during the summer. And we're talking about hands-on projects, not learning as far as books or anything are concerned, but hands-on projects. This gives me an opportunity to spend more time with my students face-to-face, if you will, right into the shop area because all my students are working in the shop. And that helps them to get that hands-on experience and it puts them a step above students that may take off for the summer, that kind of situation. So they really get a lot of hands-on learning through the summer, and we don't do a lot of breaks or anything. Nothing is really set in stone with my summer school. It's very flexible. The students, the goal is to learn and to have a lot of fun during summer school. Davis, it's not like the summer school that you and I had where we had to go to summer school. You know what I mean?
Don't get me started on summer school, Stephan. I am so beyond those days. I am so thankful to no longer be there.
Yeah, I kid with people when they ask me about summer school. I said, well, I was a bad teacher, so they make me do summer school. You know, they don't make me do summer school. I enjoy summer school. We do not have to do summer school as an instructor either. We choose to do that. I've chose to do that since my entire career at Georgetown. I think the first year I didn't do summer school, but after that I have always done summer school because the benefit is so great to the students that are attending the summer school class. Very important that they continue on and they continue to learn. So that's our plan for next week. We come back for summer school. I'm looking forward to it. The students are looking forward to it. And we're just going to have a great time teaching students hands-on projects at Georgetown Technical College in the Marine Service class. So looking forward to that, and I'm going to have a lot of fun as well as the students. So we did have a busy week as we went into the at the end of our school year. We were off on Monday for Memorial Day. We came back on Tuesday and Wednesday. Students came back 2 days last week. And believe it or not, we had a full class both those days. I like to brag on them because when you have a end of the year kind of thing going on in schools, a lot of times students don't show up. They try to start their summer break before summer break is ready to go, like kind of like Memorial Day, where people take off on Fridays, you know, in order to celebrate a Monday Memorial Day. My students show up for school, which is great. So we didn't have school on Monday, but my students came back on Tuesday, and we had Jeff Kilgore came in on Tuesday. We had planned this visit. Jeff came by. He is the service rep for Mercury Marine, and he came by to work on my students on Tuesday on a project. They're working on a project boat at school, and Jeff came by to help them through this project boat and work on some problems with them. And I enjoyed Jeff Kilgore from Mercury Marine coming by my class. He enjoys teaching my students or working with my students. And he spent a good 3 or 4 hours with them that day working on this on a Mercury engine and helping them through a problem that they were working on this motor. And, you know, when you have this caliper of person that's working for Mercury Marine that knows the Mercury product inside and out, it's a great benefit for my students to work alongside Jeff trying to troubleshoot and repair this engine. So they learned a lot working with Jeff. It was a fuel problem, and it was actually a fuel problem created by the students, Davis. Sometimes that happens where a student is working on a project and in the process of the repair, they may not have put something in the correct place or something like that. And in this case, they missed a gasket in the VST, the vapor separator tank, where the fuel pump was installed, and that caused additional problems. I always tell my students this, y'all, that they can create problems that I've never seen in the field. And it's because through the learning process, you know, I can't always see what's going on every step of every task that they're doing. So on this particular project, everything looked good, but we weren't getting any fuel to the fuel rails. Fuel pump was turning on. Everything was seemed to be working correctly. And so I got to a point where I called Jeff Kilgore and I said, hey, I got an issue with this motor. Maybe you can come by and take a look at it with me, and let's determine what's going on with it and give you an opportunity to teach my students on this also. So he did that. He came by, they figured out what was going on with this thing, and then he gave them some more tips and different things about this project that they're working on. So we got some parts on order for that. Those students will work on that over the summertime and try to get that boat up and going. That boat's been in our shop for quite a while because we were out of school for the stuff that was going on. So that boat's been there for a while. So I've had several different students at different times working on that. And it becomes a little problematic because you have different students that have their hands on it at different times, because students that are working on that project may complete the school and then they continue to go and they go to work and they're gone. And now I have to assign another student on the project that is, when they're ready to work on it, then I have to put another, you know, student on that project, and the student has to move forward on it. So it's been a little problematic, but we're fixing the boat and everything's working well, and students are learning from that, from those tasks. And it's just great that we have the backing of Mercury Marine and Jeff Kilgore, who really, really enjoys our class and comes in there to talk to my students and hang out with us. And I just want to tell Jeff, thank you so much for stopping by and helping my students. He's going to continue to be involved in that. He always asks me what's going on with that boat and if we need anything, those kind of stuff. And it's just great to have that those type of people in our classroom. So it's just good that we do that. We have Yamaha and Mercury backing us up. You cannot put a value on that. It's just more, the value of that is way more than what the students pay for an education over at George Stone in the Marine Service class. So also we had a student that had some, we're talking about VSTs, a student was telling me about a project, and he comes up to me and says, Mr. Schmidt, we're going to have that boat ready to go on Monday. And he's talking about summer school. We'll be ready to go on this boat. It's a 90 horsepower Yamaha he's working on. It has some fuel issues and thermostat issues and things like that, and water and the fuel. And so I look at my student, and I said, oh, you sure we're going to have this thing ready to go on Monday? He said, oh, yeah, it'll be ready on Monday. All I have to do is put the VSD back together, get the injectors back in the boat, and do this and that, and it will be ready to go. And, you know, when I had that conversation with that student, I start thinking in my mind about when these students started in the classroom and where they are at a certain point. And that conversation with that student said, hey, you're going to have that thing running on Monday, just made me realize and understand that students that are coming into my classroom are turning into marine technicians before my eyes. As they continue to work on boats and stuff, they become technicians in the classroom to a point where they're going to be able to go to work, you know, in the field. And for a student to talk to me about a project like that and have the confidence to know that on Monday they're going to be finishing up a boat, and what they have to do to fix that boat and to get it ready, really means a lot to me when I see that happen. You understand what I'm saying on that, Davis? That I get this, you know, you have to stop and see the growth of the student. And if you don't think about where they came from and where they are, you really, it's like the forest for the trees kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right? But when they come up to me and they talk about these kind of things and the projects they're working on, you know, I'll be honest, we almost tear up because it's like, wow, you know what I mean?
Man, I completely get it. I'm actually the director of our internship program over here, and so every time you come across somebody who's brand new to the industry and you get the opportunity to teach them, it's a very rewarding thing.
It is, and to help them and help them to move forward and to see them learn, it's just to me, it's almost overwhelming at times to see that happen, you know, and I just, that's part of my job that I enjoy. I enjoy that fact that students learn and they can go out into the field in our industry. Well, here we are again. It's 10:29. You know what that means, Davis? I got to wrap up this show. I've been trying to get Jenna to get us on the air for 2 hours, but we haven't done that yet. But I'm trying. So I want to thank Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road. They've been sponsoring our show for a long, long time, and we really appreciate them. So check them out for your service needs on your Yamaha or Mercury product. They can come to you, or you can bring the boat to them. They are more than happy to help you out, answer your questions. You can call them at 850-492-0487. They are more than happy to help you out with your boating needs or your repower needs. So we'll be back on there next week, and we'll talk some more about summer school and what we got going on there also. So thank you for listening.
Excellent. Well, Stefan Schmidt of Boat Smart, courtesy of Key Marine, as always, we appreciate the time. We look forward to hearing from you here very soon. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Davis. Thank you for listening.